So when I got to there, it was east of Glenwood Springs is where it is. Why, there the road was, Sweetwater Lake. And so we just turned off and drove up there. And where you cross the bridge, then bulldozers, of course, you know, wouldn't come into existence. They were then, but not another. And there was just a nice road right up to the ranch house. A new ranch house had been built in these large cottonwood trees where the old house stood. And the house he had was built by his hands along with him and Miss Maloney. And it was logs. And then there was a large log down the center, and the roof didn't have much pitch to it. Mm-hmm. And the large log was there. Then small poles, I'd say, about that size. They just close together. Mm-hmm. It was no trouble to get straightened. Then hay was put on that. Mm-hmm. Then dirt, about a foot deep on that. Mm. That was his room. And I'm a fraction under 6 feet. And I had to stoop to go in at his front door. Didn't have a back door.
He built it for himself, huh?
He built it for himself. Yes, it was three rooms, actually. He and Miss Maloney lived in two. Then on the end here was a storeroom. And that's where I slept when I was there. Down there at the ranch house, I slept in that room.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, if you'd stayed, you might have frozen to death.
Why, sure. He had one hard hand that got lost in a snowstorm. He got excited, and he took his webs off. He lost the battle right there. He couldn't go fast enough.
The snowshoes?
Yes. And you can't go fast with webs on, mm-hmm. but at least you can go.
Yeah.
And this fellow got excited. He was kind of an elderly man. And he went within 10 feet of his cabin. But he was so numb, he didn't see it. It was dark. And he was found about 200 yards on beyond his cabin in a group, a bunch of willow bushes, mm-hmm. rose to death. So he told me, he coached me a lot on that to never take your webs off. He said, it doesn't make any difference how bad the storm is or anything about it. He said, you can't navigate without them. He says, don't think that you can.
Oh, when you get too much stuff in your pocket and it goes like this, what do you say it does?
Bulge. Bulge is out.
Those army pants with the side saddle pockets and the built-in bulge.
Yeah.
What did you call it when we used to get shirts that would fit and then we'd wash them and they wouldn't fit? You say the shirt had done what?
We would say draw up.
The peach is, one hasn't.